into the parliament buildings and then heading up, with some time before they stopped him.
This is a new kind of event for Canada, and I wonder if you could give us a sense in these early hours of the national mood.
A lot of people, coast to coast, are obviously in shock because of this. We have people crying in the streets on the west coast, on Vancouver Island, at this news. Because it strikes so close to home in the sense of two major national symbols, where something like this has occurred, and people just said, this is Canada. This doesn't happen in Canada. Well, today it happened in Canada, and the consequences going on forward now are still to be determined.
Peter Mansbridge, chief correspondent and anchor of the CBC, thank you so much. After the attack today, NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, went on a heightened state of alert. And since Canada's National War Memorial was a target, security was beefed up at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Here is what President Obama had to say today.
Obviously, we're all shaken by it. But we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we're standing side by side with Canada during this difficult time.
Also in Washington, our Homeland Security correspondent Bob Orr is following the investigation. Bob, what do you know?
Scott, law enforcement sources tell us there is no intelligence at this point suggesting the shootings today in Ottawa are connected in any way to a broader plot or to any threat against the U.S. homeland. The FBI and intelligence agencies, of course, are in touch with their Canadian counterparts, and they're all still working to pin down a motive for the shootings. Now, we're told that some of the evidence suggests the attack may have some kind of domestic link, but investigators have not ruled out at the same time the possibility, the real possibility, that the gunman may have been inspired by terrorists. Terror groups have called on sympathizers to attack soldiers, police, and other Western targets, essentially wherever and whenever possible. And in fact, it's already happened. That deliberate hit and run that killed the Canadian soldier near Montreal earlier in the week was clearly a terrorist act carried out by one radicalized man who struck out on behalf of ISIS. With U.S. airstrikes continuing now against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria, the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are out warning local police to be on guard potentially for more retaliatory attacks by lone wolves. Attacks, Scott, that could look very much like what we've already seen in Canada.
Bob Orr in our Washington newsroom. Thank you, Bob.